Hello.
Hello.
I'm just going to start the audio recorder
again. Oh, you're recording. Okay. Before I forget, on February 21 and 22, out at Raul's Church in Diamond Bar, there was one of the largest Christians conferences you will ever see. There's already over 800 registered. Jack Hibbs is a keynote speaker, and John Randall, and you will get help out there. There'll be over 90 workshops, and if you could go online to Calvary Curriculum if you're interested at all. I don't even know how much space they're going to have left, but if you've never been able to attend one of the Calvary Curriculum conferences, I highly recommend it. It's all people in all works of reaching children's ministry, from little ones all the way through high schoolers. And there's workshops on everything. My granddaughter is even teaching one on when Michael comes in and wants to be called Susie, what are you going to do? And that's happening. The suicidal thing is happening. It's unbelievable. And I'll be teaching 5 workshops out there. I don't know about you, but when I go into a workshop, who is this lady? Who is this person? Or who is that man? So I was just making an announcement about the... So if you're interested at all, you go to calvarycurriculum.com and you can register online if you're interested at all. I'm going to that. I highly recommend it. It's been going for 20 years, and it's a wonderful place to learn more skills.
And where is it?
I'm Darlene Tite. Oh, what? Pardon?
And where is it located?
Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar. Raul Reese's Church Diamond Bar. Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar. Or Golden Springs are right out there. They're using every square inch of it. Again, Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar, February 21 and 22. You can sign up for both days or one day. Like I said, last I talked to Larry, they have over 800 registered now, pre-registered. So it's a phenomenal thing. 90 workshops. And if you want to be inspired and you want to meet a lot of people from everywhere, you'll meet a lot of people from all over the United States that are doing children's ministry, both in release time, child evangelism fellowships, Sunday school teachers, directors. Anyway, my name is Darlene Tice, and I tell the children, that rhymes with ice and rice and mice and everything nice, and Jesus Christ, and I'm so glad you're here. And I like to teach children, so as you do too. And so I wanted to tell you how it all came about, how attributes all came about. That's all right. Come on in. I'm giving you the little copy of the black and white. I did run it off in color. What I'm doing is I'm giving you a tiny version of this larger version, and I'll show you in a minute how we use this. How did attributes ever come about as a workshop? Well, Pastor Chuck, I've been with Calvary Chapel since the very beginning. I was born and raised there in Newport Beach at Costa Mesa, actually Newport Beach, and Pastor Chuck was a hippie pastor on the hill, and this is before the tent. And there was so much love being pouring out at that time of that place. And our local pastor said, don't go there. It's hippies. Stay away from it. It's a cult. And that made Darlene even more curious because I'm a very rebellious child. You tell me not to do something and I'll do it. Then there was a lot of love out there. And I fell in love with Jesus actually when I was only 3 years old at a Neighborhood Good News Club. And I still do Neighborhood Good News Clubs. I work for Tommy over Jackson School. So that's a little bit about me while people are coming in. But I don't know what took me so long to find Jesus. I was only 3 years old. But I went back my own way, as many of us do. You know how you do. And he got a hold of me, fortunately, in my early 20s, and turned me around. So why the attributes of God? Well, Pastor Chuck was preaching one morning, many, many years ago. I think this was in the 70s. And he said, when you don't understand the why of God, boys and girls, when you just can't understand why all those bad things are happening, you want to go back to who you know. And the Lord spoke to me that morning. He says, they don't know me. They know about me. They know I'm even the Son of God. And even they have Jesus in their heart, but they don't know me. Yeah. And teach them. Teach them who they must know who I am. They must know who they are in Christ.
Yes.
And they must know who he is. Impressed with God, but away out of the enemy. And many of the kids are really aware of the enemy and really impressed with the enemy.
Yeah.
All the talk about Satanism and all of the stuff that's hitting our schools. And this suicide thing is nothing new. Mm. When I started my Good News Club way back in 1971, I had a little 5-year-old girl, who by the way is with me today, in my home from Washington. She was ready to commit suicide at 5. Mm. And she had decided even how to do it with pills.
Mm.
And she came to my Neighborhood Good News and found Jesus. And now she's a teacher herself. And she has MS, and she's in my home right now this week with treatment. But God is out there saving children from way, way back right on through. And but as we know, it's absolutely incredibly difficult when you see how much the society has done and what this thing has done to them. Mm. This has become their God.
Yes.
And Anyway, so we teach them how. So I said to the Lord, how do I do this? Keep it simple, darling, said the Spirit. Well, ABC is simple. A, something about God that starts with A. What'd that be? Without cheating on your sheet, turn it over. You can't cheat. Turn your sheets over.
Almighty.
This is another.
Almighty,
what is God?
Awesome.
He is awesome, and you can keep coming up with more. You can keep coming up with it. And I found out if we did it by the ABCs, how quickly they can learn.
Yeah.
So all of you are going to learn real quick. Something about God that starts with A, boys and girls.
Almighty.
Almighty, and we abide in His shadow. Another one? Can you come up? Awesome. Another one?
Alpha
and Omega. Amen. Right. Don't cheat. Don't look at your shadow. How about something about God that starts with B, boys and girls? Now you're fourth graders, okay? B.
Beautiful.
That's right. He is beautiful. And on the back of every one is a proof text that tells you where He's beautiful. So I use this with every single lesson because I find that attribute in that lesson. And I review it and review it. And by about the fourth week, they've got them all. Especially when you use ABC cookies. I throw them out to your wife and her mother. So you've already got A and B. How about C? Something about God without looking. Something about God. Creator. He's creator. What else, C?
Caring,
and He's our counselor, and He will guide me. And guess what that number two means? That means you can sing it. It's such a hard song. While you're sleeping, Brother John, you remember that?
Yeah.
God is my counselor. God is my counselor. He will guide me. He will guide me. God is deliverer. God is deliverer, and He delivers my soul from death. God is eternal, God is eternal, He had no beginning. God is eternal, and He will never end. Everybody, boys and girls, what is A?
Almighty.
B.
Beautiful.
C.
Counselor.
D.
Deliverer.
How smart you are. E.
Eternal.
F. Yeah, everybody will get an F, right? You didn't get an F, you pass. Okay, look how fast you're learning, boys and girls. God is faithful, God is faithful. He always keeps His word. God is good, God is good. And He takes care of me. God is good all
the time.
All of the time.
God is good.
And He's also very good. Can you think of another one that's very, very important about God?
Gracious.
Without grace, what would we do without grace? He's given us the greatest gift of all. Eternal life. Amen. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What's something about God that starts with H?
Holy.
Right at the top of every Bible. What is it?
Holy.
Sing it. God is holy. God is holy. Sinless, pure. Sinless, pure. Uh-oh. I got I. What are we going to think of? Oh, God that starts with I. Very good. She gets an extra cookie for that. God is infinite. What does that mean if He's infinite, boys and girls? He can't be measured, right? He cannot be measured in the Bible. It says, the highest heaven cannot contain Him, right? The highest heaven cannot contain Him. 1 Kings 8:27 B. I sing everything. I sing everything. This one goes to row, row, row your boat. Because there's another I, a big supercalifragilisticexpialidocious word. It means He doesn't change. What's that big word that starts with I that He doesn't change? They won't know it, but
immutable.
Boys and girls like big words. Yes. Don't you remember learning MISSISSIPPIS?
Yeah.
And Mary Poppins, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. He's immutable. So He's unchanging. Oh, see how smart you are. See. Okay, who can get the A? Somebody quick, A.
Almighty.
Somebody else have an A?
Beautiful.
How about the D?
Deliverer.
You said that. She said that first. They will do anything. For a Trader Joe cookie. You will not believe what they will do for a Trader Joe cookie. All right, you are all so smart. Let's review it again as fast as you can. A.
Almighty.
B.
Beautiful.
C.
Counselor.
D.
Deliverer.
E.
Eternal.
F.
Faithful.
G.
Gracious.
And also
good.
Is it? H.
Holy.
The big I.
Immutable
and infinite. We got two of them. You can add more. You can keep adding more to your list. Make up your own. All that you want.
Yeah, get
them. And I will tell you something, how powerful this is. I had a little child come to me not long ago. And she said, Miss Darlene, I don't want to sleep at night. I said, why? Because I have nightmares. Every night the same nightmare is awful. She was scared to sleep. I said, honey, do you know your ABCs alphabet? Yeah. She knew him from A to Z. I said, God says, thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Oh.
Yeah. I said, you just go A, B, C, D as you go off to sleep. Just keep saying, don't let anything else in your mind say, God, take away that awful dream. Don't let Satan get in my head, because you are almighty, and you are beautiful, and you're my counselor, and you're my deliverer, and you're eternal, you're here forever, and you're faithful, God, you're the faithful. Guess what happened? No more dreams.
Amen.
Amen.
God will keep it. God delivers for these children. They have the gift of faith far greater than us.
That's right.
So he is infinite. And what would start with J?
Just.
Very good. He's always just. That's
just,
right.
Just.
And he punishes sin, doesn't he? You think you're going to get away with something, boys and girls. And you can bring one or two or three of these in with every lesson you do, even if it's a 20-minute lesson. And then keep adding each week a few more until they learn them alphabetically. J, K.
Kind.
Very good. God is kind, and he desires. And they all sing to the same thing. God is kind. God is kind. And he desires all to be kind. I'm the big L. God is love. God is love. So he sent Lord Jesus. God's long suffering. God's long suffering. He's patient. He's patient. M.
Magnificent.
He is magnificent. He's also very
mighty.
No, that's almighty. Can't do without one. And what is he? Come on.
Merciful.
We don't get
merciful.
Merciful. Right. God is merciful. God is merciful. He holds back punishment. And what's it in?
Nice.
He's not far away. He's
near.
Of course, he's near to the brokenhearted. Are you brokenhearted? He's always near to all who call upon him. And there's the verse, okay? And you can sing it too. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. I cut everything to her. You'd be surprised. You can sing that to them, believe it or not. Now we get to the big O's. I always have the big O's. Oh, boys and girls. I don't know if you can do this one. You know, only college students know this one. Would you like to impress your parents? Go to your parents and ask them if they know the three big O's of God. All right. Especially, or maybe they don't, and you can be smarter than they can. Is God all powerful?
Yes.
Is he? Are you sure?
Yes.
Then he is this great big supercalifragilistic word. Can you say it?
Omnipotent.
Say it again.
Omnipotent.
Now I'll tell you how you remember it. P, potent. A skunk is very potent. So he's very powerful, okay? Potent is powerful. It's a potent smell or a potent, okay? Got that?
Yeah.
Now what do you think? Is he all knowing?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He knows everything?
Yes.
Okay, what's a big O word that means I don't know? I'm going to show you a big college word now. You fourth graders can do this. Omniscient. You know what? He knows all about science. It's almost got the word science in there. I misspelled it slightly, but anyway. Omniscient. Say that.
Omniscient.
Got it?
Yes.
What's all powerful?
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent, omnipotent, whatever you can do, all right? And then there's one more that means, is he right here in this room right now? Yeah, and he's over in China, too.
Yeah.
How can that be, Miss Darlene? I said, how can it be ever? I'll tell you what. Take your hand. Blow on it. Do you feel it?
Yes.
Is that air here in the air?
Yes.
Is the air over in China?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we see it?
No.
Can we feel it? When it blows? When the wind blows?
Yes.
Yeah, we can see what he does. Just like the wind, it could be everywhere. That's what Jesus is. He'll be everywhere. That's how I best explain omnipotent or omnipresent. So what is that? Omnipresent. So let's see if you can sing them, those great big words. And they do, they love to show this off, especially if you give them points. Later I let them pull points out of a bag and put them on a point board, if they can do it. But anyway, God is near. Let's try them. God's omnipotent, God's omnipotent, he is all powerful. God's omniscient, God's omniscient, all knowing. God's omnipresent, everywhere, everywhere.
Peace.
Powerful. Oh, yes, we did that one already. What is he? He's a God of
peace,
and he gives us his peace, right? He gives us his peace. P, and there's, oh, now we have to come up with a Q. Yeah, man, old P, Q. And I said, God, what are you that starts with Q? And he came to me like that. Can you think of it?
Give us quietness.
He's quick.
Oh,
he's also quiet. He's a very quiet voice inside of our head. Okay, but he's quick. He's not slow about his word, is he?
No.
He can do it like that. And there's the proof verse right there. Okay? And if you get through the front of these verses, then, of course, R is righteous, right?
Yes.
He's always right. He's never wrong. Once in a while, I said, that's right, God. Every time I say, oh, no. So, and he gives us his righteousness. That's the best thing of all. Not only is he righteous, we get his righteousness. So you get a double R. R, and then there's S, which means he controls everything.
Yes.
What's the big word? That's another big word for you, boys and girls. Oh, you got all the way to S. Okay, I've got to test you. Everybody, A.
Almighty.
B.
Beautiful.
C.
Counselor.
D.
Deliverer.
E.
Eternal.
F.
Faithful.
Oh, good you are. G.
Good.
And gracious. H.
Holy.
I.
Immutable.
M.
Infinite.
Good. J.
Just.
K.
Kind.
L.
Love.
Another L. M.
Mighty.
No, that's almighty. M.
Merciful.
N.
Near.
All powerful O.
Omnipotent.
All-knowing O.
Omniscient.
All-knowing present everywhere.
Omnipresent.
So smart. You guys are so smart. You got a whole handful of these when you go. M-N-O-P.
Peace.
Q.
Quick.
So quick. And he's also very
quiet.
He can be very quiet. I tell you what, you can make all the noise, so guess what? Do you like a lot of words? Do you like a lot of rules?
No.
How many of you like a lot of rules?
No.
I don't like them either. God only had 10 for the whole world, 10 commandments. I only have one. And that is, I want to be kind and loving and all those things.
Yes.
Just like God. I can't be omnipotent. Anyway, and if we get too rowdy in here or somebody's talking or anything, I might just go one, because I only like one rule. If I say one and you all go quiet, you get 100 points on the team. It's amazing what they will do for points. Everybody make a lot of noise right now. Make a lot of noise. Go. Oh, good. You went quiet. You put up 100 points for both teams, and man, they will all keep each other quiet. All you have to do is say one every once in a while. Or simply go up and take the token off the board. If you come a little later, you'll see me put some tokens up on there. But I have little point tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could put it on the board and erase it. It's amazing if you just walk up and take away 10 points off the boys' team versus the girls' team. They will all keep themselves quiet. It's amazing. One rule only. Okay, so they must know, all of them, and you've gotten so far. I'm so impressed with you. You're all the way R through M-N-O-P. P?
P.
What's the P? What? But something about God that starts with P?
Peace.
Peace. Q?
Quick.
Okay, and quiet. Q. R?
Righteous.
And the big S, which means he controls everything.
Sovereign.
T. Now, something about God that starts with T that really describes. I'm going to give you a clue.
Trinity
or triune. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You go through that again. And he's also a God that never lies. So he is a God of what?
Truth.
He cannot tell a lie. That's right. What he says will happen. And you can stand on it. Anything. R-S-T. Oh, you. I said, Lord, what
you.
About you starts with you?
You?
What about you starts with you?
Unchanging.
Of me? Yes, and we already covered unchanging.
Unmovable. Understanding.
Yes.
Understanding.
You got it. He's an understanding God. He understands everything. Isn't that wonderful? Do we understand everything?
No.
That's why we have these, boys and girls. When you don't understand why God is letting that bad thing happen, you go back to what he is in a little bit. How many of you have an answer for a child that says, well, if he's all-powerful, he can't be all-loving? Because how come that man gets to kill those people and get away with it? He's either not all-powerful and can stop, or he's not all-loving, because if he's all-loving, he'd stop it. So how do we answer that great question, boys and girls? Did you know it's here? The answer's in here. Stop and think. Now, I didn't come up with this. The Holy Spirit came up with this. To another great teacher. I won't give you his name because just add to his pride. But but what you can do on that is you go to the whole nature of God. Boys and girls, do you believe God's all powerful?
Yes.
Yes.
But that one doesn't, who's questioning, right? And all loving? You believe that? We believe it up here. But how can they both be true if he really was, because you gotta look at all the parts of God. What is J?
Just.
Is he very just?
Yes.
Is he very fair?
Yes.
Okay, if he's very fair and he's very just, then that man who is doing a mean thing over there, a murder thing, has to be, if he's going to be totally just, he better wipe him out and wipe the rest of us out too.
Yeah.
Because we're all just as guilty as he is.
That's right.
That's right. He's just. But he's also very ill, long
suffering.
He's waiting because he loves us. He's done the most loving thing of all by coming down and dying on the cross. You see, that man is not going to get away with it. Someday that man is going to be accountable for his sin if he doesn't repent. Don't you understand? You've got to know all about God or it doesn't make sense. You see, he's truly, truly just. And he could stop it, and sometimes he has. Sometimes he has taken that man and gone, right? But sometimes he doesn't. But because he's all-knowing and all-loving and all this, he knows what he's doing. And that's why it's okay. Right? It's going to be right someday. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. So he understands. He understands what we don't understand. But if you know about him, then you'll be at peace. Because you'll have his peace. R-S-T-U-V. He's always the God of
victory,
of course. Let's sing it. God is victorious. God is victorious. And by faith, we have his victory. And he is W. God is wisdom. God is wisdom. And he knows the best way. Oh, no. X was too hard. I know. You have to put a tiny E in front of it, no matter which way you got. You got to say X. But what does he do above and beyond all that we could ask of faith?
Exceed.
Starts with an E. Yeah, X. What is it? Oh, what does he do above and beyond all that we ask of faith?
Exceed.
Starts with an X.
Exceed.
I have to cheat and put the E in there. But as it sounds like it starts with X, I'd like to eliminate this. He exceeds. He exceeds in all things. Remember the verse?
Yeah.
Look at that verse. Don't you remember that verse?
Mm-hmm.
And teachers, you can put anything in music. Ask the Holy Spirit. If you can't do it, give it to somebody else. And just say, put this to something. Now, how many of you know John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, but look at how it goes. I said to that verse, I said, Lord, that's a big verse for little kids to memorize. Sing it with me. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory, 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 glory. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory, 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 glory. Now to him, but pretty soon you'll have it all memorized. You can put anything in his name. And what's why? His name?
Yahweh.
And he is the great I am. And what's the?
Zealous.
You kind of have to explain zealous. He wants us to repent. He's fervent. He's intense. He's eager. He's passionate. But you just went through A to Z. I bet you know all of them already.
Yeah.
And you know what? They'll know. Now, I don't suggest you do all of them the first time. You obviously can't release time because you only got them for a few minutes. But you've got some attribute in there that you're teaching on that lesson, right? Yeah, just whatever lesson you're teaching, go to that attribute. And then add ABC on top of it. And then next week, add DE. And they will do anything. And boy, will they do anything for these things. It's absolutely amazing. They will fight to get these cookies. They're really pretty good. Help yourself as you go out the door if you'd like. They also, in that same thing in Trader Joe's, have 1, 2, 3s. How many of you know the Ten Commandments? First command God gave his people, you shall have no gods before me. Second law is like the first one, do not make idols. Child evangelism, the news club store out here has that song. 1, 2, 3 little Indians, 4, 5, 6 little Indians. I think that they should know the law. Yeah, I don't know the law. All of us should know the law. How many of you could say all 10? You know, God really convicted me on that because the Bible says you have to be meditating on it all the time. How many of you can meditate on it when you don't even know all 10 and in order? So, living the Ten Commandments by the first command God gave his people. Now, so you're going to sing them, you're going to chant them, you can give cookies, you can each one to match your lesson, you can show them the attributes that they can be. Some of those attributes they can be. Can they be truthful?
Yes.
Can they be almighty?
No.
But in Christ can they be almighty?
Yes.
I can do all things through him who strengthens me, right?
Yeah.
So go through and let them see who they can be too. Because they can't be all, and then they see the difference that can never be God.
Yeah.
Show them that, and after they've messed that, then ask them to reverse them by definition. I do them backwards. C Y X and W V. God is watching over me. U T S R Q T O. Jesus up to this, I know. There's a verse, you know, that's but I do a lot of singing. Once again, you can tell that. If you have not ever attended the Children's Ministry Workshop called CalvaryCurriculum.com, again, I want to announce it for the late ones of Kingdom. That will be February 21 and 22 of this month. They have over 800 already signed up. I'm getting close to 900. They expect over 1114 out there, but there's over 95 workshops, and if you want to make some connections and get inspired, Jack Hibbs is a keynote speaker. John Randall will also be speaking on Saturday. Friday is from noon to 6. Saturday's all day from 8 to 6. And it's over 95 workshops. And you can sign up online under calvarycurriculum.com. That's where you go online and you'll see all about it. You'll see Pastor Chuck Smith does a little blurb on that too. And it's not connected with Costa Mesa directly. But it is world, by the way, if you know any missionaries or anybody else who wants curriculum, the curriculum is free for anyone in the third world countries on the other side of the world. As you know, curriculum costs money to buy it, right? Big bucks, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. He had it free for the longest time. He's been doing this for 20 years, Pastor Larry Interline. He was started at Calvary Costa Mesa many, many years ago. And now he has it out for the, if you want to be part of Calvary curriculum, I think it's like $38 or something. It's next to nothing if you want to be part of the curriculum. And they have fabulous curriculum ideas on there in addition to everything else. So also, if you would like one of these that's colored, I hand-colored a copy and ran it off on a really good, because I love to make a miniature for the children. It comes out like this.
Oh, that's so cute.
And you can either make it or you can let them take it home and make it, and then they have their own little copy. So, but this cost me so much money, I couldn't afford to do it, especially when I'm having hundreds and hundreds of copies now. Because when I get out to Marietta, and I'm going to New York, Ukraine, you name it. God keeps sending me further and further out. So this one, yeah. She has it, and if you'd like to buy that as you go out,
yeah,
it costs me $3 to run it off in color.
Yeah, okay.
So you're welcome to buy that. And if you can't afford the $3, that's okay too. But anyway, this is Lucretius. Hello, Lucretia. She works with me at Calvary Costa Mesa. And so this one is available, and you can just, now I'll warn you, there's directions on the back of this, but when you cut it out to put it on a little ring, you want to leave the top. Be sure when you cut it out, you cut it on the two sides. Let me show you. So here you have this. You cut here, here, and here. Now I just take a paper cutter and went across the bottom first in strips, and then you cut both sides. But leave the white so that you have something to punch into.
Yeah.
So it'll fall. And you can put two rings in and flip it if you want to for the child. And then in the back, it does give you the directions on the back. It says to laminate it if you want to really make it last forever for yourself. But you can feel this paper. It's pretty good laminate paper anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And there's your cover attributes. And then I gave you a blank one so you could add more.
Yeah.
All you want. So you can run that one off as many times as you want. And just keep building your little book. Because the kids will come up with ideas. They'll come up with awesome. They want awesome. I just haven't had a chance to get it added to mine. But this one is so old. Can you tell how old and well used it is? It's rather well used. Also, if you go online to calvarycurriculum.com, and before you go in there, you put my name, Darlene Tice. We have it also plain like this, which is free, but we just did it up in plain black and white, so it doesn't have the color. You know, because you have to color those other ones to make them this size. So you can run this one off free. This one's completely free. It's the same exact thing, only it's all done in simple black and white. Okay. The whole thing.
And where you go?
Nice. Calvarycurriculum.com and put my name in, Darlene Tice, before you write attributes. Calvarycurriculum.com, then write attributes. Write attributes. Type in attributes for God, and my name will come up. And I'm adding more and more things to that. And that way it gets all around the world. So it'll look like this. So you can have a plain black and white copy, or you can color this one. It'll save you time, and you can run it off 8x10 or any size you want. Or, if you're very clever, one of the other gals did this. She put it, she said, this is too tiny. Bad eyesight or whatever. Yeah. So she ran off on 3x5 cards, like this. She took my little one, stretched it. If you know how to scan and stretch, I don't know how computer-wise you are, but see, she did the same thing, where she stretched it out.
Oh.
You follow me? So she stretched it out and put it on 3x5 cards. So if you're a computer, or if you're not, find your grandchildren or your...
Yeah.
I have 10 grandchildren now, and 7 great-grandchildren. When I wake up and it's my birthday, but I can remember it's my birthday, I say to the Lord, how could anyone this young be this old? But believe me, I'm getting up there. I'm on my third generation. My love is like, I work with Tommy at Jackson under release time and then under Jackson School. We do a full Bible club. I just started another one. I went from inner city Santa Ana Latino kids. Guess where God's got me now? On a hill in a neighborhood where no house is under $2 million.
Oh, wow.
So I've gone from, Can't believe it. Also, we'll be doing a workshop out there called Simply the Story. Has anybody heard of the God's Story Project or Simply the Story?
Yes.
I've taught it here before for the last 4 or 5 years. We'll be doing a workshop on that. 10 years ago, about 15 years ago now. Time gets away. I've been doing this 45 years. I started in neighborhood good news clubs. 10 years ago, I learned of a tool, a teaching tool called Simply the Story. And it was simply telling God's story simply, where it shut me up. We teachers talk and talk and talk with the kids, and they don't ever participate back, hardly ever, very little. How would you like to just talk for 2 minutes and let them do the rest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Simply the Story is. You simply tell the Bible story in a short, succinct way, just the simple story. It'd take you about 2 minutes. You gotta stay right on the story. And then you ask for a volunteer. Somebody tell me the story back. This is, I'm just giving you the clues on this. You can come and learn all about this. They have training out in Hammett. This was started by a little old lady called Dorothy Miller about 35 years ago. And she said, Lord, they're not getting it. They're not getting the whole thing. And they're not. How many of you can tell me the sermon you heard last Sunday? Probably not one of you. But if they would have told a simple story in the sermon or a joke, would you be able to remember that?
Yes.
That's the whole principle of Simply the Story. You should just tell it simply, and then you get them involved in it orally. It's all oral, because 90% of the world's population cannot read. If you had to, can't read or write. If you had to go to a Bible college today, would you have to be able to read or write?
Yes.
Not anymore. Did you know there are tens of thousands of oral Bible colleges now? Probably over the millions by now. And it all started with orality, or simply, how do we get our Bible? Orally. Who kept it pure? The Holy Spirit. How did all of that stay pure if it wasn't through the Holy Spirit? So Simply the Story is a teaching technique. I challenge you to learn it. It will be taught again out there. I didn't teach it this time, but I'm just giving you a little tiny moral. So you tell a story, somebody else stands up and tells it back, like the wedding of Cana, the first miracle of Cana. Well, there was this wedding, and they ran out of wine, and Mary came to Jesus, and he made some wine, and it all went okay. Now, maybe all you get from a child, and you told the whole story, and then in Cana of Galilee, I'm getting a little off base, but I have to expose
you still
to
have 10 minutes.
Oh, good. Because I think I got enough across on the attributes. You get the value of the attributes, right? How important they are. So I tell the story all the way from the beginning to end, like say the first miracle. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and Jesus was invited. And they ran out of wine. And Mary went to Jesus and said, they have no wine. And Jesus said, turn, what does your concern have to do with me? My time has not yet come. Mary looks at him and turns. Now, there were 6 stone water pots there, but 30 gallons each, that the Jews used for purification. And Mary turned to the servants and said to the servants, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. And Jesus turns to the servants and says, go and fill those water pots with water. Now take some out and take it to the master of ceremonies. And when the master of ceremonies found it, he said, and he went to the room. Most people, when they serve wine, serve their best first, and when all have drunk freely, then the lesser, but you save the very best to last. Now this was the first miracle that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and his disciples believed on him. That is 10 verses, teachers. I just did 10 verses, all I did. But I told it exact, every detail. So you tell the story to start with to the children, acting it out kind of in front, okay? And then someone stands, I ask for a volunteer. Who could tell it back? Like right now, one of you would stand up and say basically, very good. Even if the kid says, well, they ran out of wine and Jesus made it out of water. Good, well, let's go back. Now everybody help me tell the story. Now you guys are not pretend you're students. Okay, we were in Cana of where?
Galilee.
Galilee. And there was a birthday party, right?
No.
What was it?
A wedding.
Oh, and they had a problem. What was it?
They ran out of wine.
They ran out of wine. And who went to who to fix this problem?
Jesus.
Mary went to Jesus. Really?
Mm-hmm.
And she said what? They have no
mind.
Very good. And Jesus said,
what is it?
Oh, fix it right away.
No.
He said, woman, what has your concern have to do with
me?
My
time has not yet come.
You got it. Very good. You are paying attention. Now you see they're getting all the detail of the story. You got it? So you go all the way through the story that way to the end, getting them to fill in. What is that? That's inductive Bible study. What you're doing is you've read the story, now you're going through the who, what, what happened when, right? Okay, now how many times have they heard this story? Once from you, once from a student, third time from everybody, fourth time through. Spiritual observation questions. When somebody came to Jesus, by the way, in the Bible, in this good book, and they asked him something direct, how many times did he answer direct? Less than 3%.
Wow.
What did he do? He either told a story or he asked a question. Master, what do I do to get into heaven? Well, what does the law say? Okay, he either asked a question, and we've missed it. We've got to tell the story by itself, not put all the applications in along the way and jump from here to there and put your own words in. How many times have you used curriculum and that was not in the story? If you compare the curriculums we have, 99% of the curriculums that we have, they have you summarize. They put, and Peter was very mad. Well, he may not have been mad. You don't know. It didn't say that in the story. You stay with the story. Simply the story. Now, what Dorothy wanted to do with this method was start with a story in the very beginning of the Bible and end at the end of the Bible. So the God Story Project came out of this. That is a video right now today that starts in Genesis and ends in Revelation. 18 key stories right through the Bible. Do you know how many languages it's in today? More than the Jesus one. 430 languages and growing in less than 20 years. Why? Because Jesus is in it. This is a ministry I got involved in because I saw it's being run in Hemet, California. Dorothy used to say, could anything good come out of Hemet? In Hemet, California, out of a trailer, no paid staff. And yet it's around the world. Why? Because God's in this one. It's God's story. So they made a film. So she began to teach this way. And are we out of time yet?
No, we're still out.
She began to teach this way. Okay? And what happened was her classes started to get bigger, both children's classes and adult classes. Because by the time she told the story, someone else told the story, and she told it again, and then she started doing spiritual observation questions like, now who went to who when they ran out of wine? Spiritual observation. Who went?
Mary.
Oh, Jesus. Mary. And what did she say after Jesus kind of rebuked her? Of course, you come back to that later. Mm-hmm. What did she say? Whatsoever
he tells you to do.
He tells you to do, do it. Now, boys and girls, did you know that that's the last time Mary spoke? Do you know that? She never speaks again in the Bible. You see her at the cross, she never speaks. If Mary were here, boys and girls, what would you, I'm teaching Latino kids, inner city, Catholic kids, all right, after school Bible club, all right? If I would tell them this, I would be in big trouble, but I just simply said, what would Mary say if she was here? I'm asking a question. What would she say, boys and girls?
Whatever he tells you to do it.
Right! You got that right, Juan. Very good, Juan. I said, Juan, I said, you got that right. And little Guermo in the back raises his hand. Does that mean I don't have to talk to Mary anymore?
Yeah.
I can just talk to Jesus. Right! It's whatever he tells you to do. And then you say, and how much water was in the pot? Let's see, we had how many pots?
Six.
And how much do they have in them?
30
gallons. What is mathematical? What is 30 gallons times six water pots?
180.
How much? How much? 30 gallons times six. What is it?
180.
180 gallons of wine? Do you think that matches with our X attribute? Does he like to do it exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? You see, you just ask questions. You ask observation questions first. Okay, I'm going to teach you the five signs. First thing, you tell the story. Everybody put your pen down a minute. Do this with me. Tell the story.
Tell the story.
Ask for a volunteer. Do a pull through. That's asking what, where, where, what, all the question facts. Okay, now you're starting at the beginning of the story again. Now, where were we? We were in Cana of Galilee. Now you're going to be asking observation questions. Isn't it interesting that who went to who?
Mary.
Did she get a yes answer right away?
No.
What happens when you go? Mm-hmm. Can somebody tell me a time when you went to Jesus and you didn't get an answer right away?
Yeah.
He put you in the waiting room?
Yes.
And they start sharing. The kids start sharing. And they start applying it. And then, so you ask a lot of observation questions. Then you go back through it again. Now, this takes a little practice, and you learn it if you keep coming to the training. And from observation questions to application. Okay, we'll go through it again. Tell the story.
Tell the story.
Ask for a volunteer.
Ask for a volunteer.
Ask questions in a pull-through. Ask observation questions. From the beginning of the story to the end, okay? Ask application questions. Now, what's an application question to that story? Can you think of a time when you or someone you knew had a no answer or a wait answer from Jesus? Can you think of that? Can you think of a time when, now Mary, could you think of another thing Mary could have done? She went to Jesus, and he basically said, woman, what are you talking about? You know, yes. Basically, right?
Yes.
What else could she have done? If you were Mary, what else could you have done? Come on, think. If you were a woman, women, and you can't, and you go to get one problem solved and it doesn't work with that idea, what do you do? What's another solution? What could she have done?
Try to figure out how to get one.
She could have sent the service down to the local village to buy some more for all we know. What would you do? Can you think of a time when you had a tough situation? But see, you get them all involved. And when I taught this the first time, I could not believe it when I did the, what was I doing? Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult. Give a blessing and say, you know. And I said, how many of you now have done something nice when somebody did something mean to you? President Trump knows all about this. He loves to retaliate. And so do children. What do all children do? They tattletale, and they try to get revenge, right? Yes. Can you tell me a time, boys and girls, when you've done something good to someone else when they did something mean to you? That's what God says to do. So I ask them a question. I said, can you do that this week? Can you go out this week? I will give you 1,000 points. If you can come back next week, 1,000 points for your team. If you could come back and you did something good to someone who did something evil. You know what they did? They came back. I had little kids saying, Miss Darlene. I said, what'd you do? Well, he says, there's a bully, and he's been bullying me for 2 years of school. Does this happen?
Yeah.
What did you do? I found out he liked Jelly Bellies. Okay, so what did you do? Well, I got a little package of Jelly Bellies. Well, then what did you do? Well, I saw him coming at me down the hall. And I wanted to run, but I didn't. I went up and I said, here. And I ran away. I said, what happened? He leaves me alone. Really? And they all heard that. Two little girls in the front seat, right here. They remembered that they were fighting. And only one remembered she was supposed to do something good. Ever had two sisters fighting? And one said, I said, what'd you do? I remembered. And I ran into my room to get my Hello Kitty thing that my sister wanted. I said, really? Right in the middle of this big fight? Yeah. What happened? I gave it to her. What happened? We've been trying to outgood ourselves all week. I never had that kind of result, but that's what happens when they get the application themselves.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes.
And so by the time you've told it once, somebody has told it back, you've gone through the facts,
yes.
You've gone through from the beginning of the story to the end, observation questions,
yes.
Then application questions. Guess what? Do you think they have that story?
Yes.
Right? Do you know the story? If I ask you about that, then I added one more that Dorothy didn't add. I bribed them. I said, if you can go home and tell the story to somebody or someone on school campus before next week, every time you tell it to someone else, I said, I will give you an extra treat and 500 points for your team. Man, we started at Jackson School with 10 kids. You know how many we've ended up with when they cut us off? We had over 150 kids in my club after school got. We took over 4 classrooms. And that's how come one of the reasons why we got cut out, because the enemy didn't like it. But that's okay. Tommy's working, we're probably going to get. In the meantime, God put me at another school. So now I'm working with wealthy kids. You know, got a big leap. But they need Jesus too.
Right?
So anyway, I just wanted to leave you with that. If you want to learn about that, go on to thegodstoryproject.com. The God Story Project, which is the movie. They made a whole movie out of this. What happened is Dorothy went, where am I supposed to be finishing?
1 minute. You got 1 minute.
I got 1 minute. The God Story Project is a film which you could get online very easily, and it's in 400 languages. It's around the world, and they're carrying it around. But come next week, and I actually have the director. If you get to come out next Saturday, on that Saturday, the director of the God Story Project, Andrea, will be there, And she'll be teaching, actually, I'm going to let her teach it. I'm sitting in the background. They have my name on it. But if you really want to learn more about it, but you can go training out at Hemet. You can get training lots of different places. But the God Story Project will tell you about the film itself, or simply the story is the other. That's the technique that she used, which now is being used all over the world, and missionaries have carried it all over the world in local languages, and now there are oral Bible colleges where they pass. They learn. What happens is they learn those 18 stories that are on the film, and they have little recorders they can put around their neck and play it. We have Muslim women in third world countries with the entire Bible around their neck and a little recorder this day. And they hide it under their burqa, and they go and they tell the Bible from the beginning. And when they learned those 18, they wanted more. Then they had learned 66. These are people all over the world, and it's spreading like wildfire. It's still going. Yeah. Anyway, so I want to finish with a song that Christina's going to make up for us at the bookstore out there. You know that little bookstore out there from Child National Book? God gave us. Yes, questions?
What are the dates for the next workshop? The dates?
What is
the
date?
The next workshop.
Oh, for the next conference.
Yes, she's talking about the one in Chino Hills.
I'm talking about the one in Mount Chino Hills. It's Diamond Bar. Albert Chapel of Diamond Bar. Raul Reese's?
Yeah.
Raul Reese's, and that is 21st and 22nd. Mm-hmm. If you sign up right now, you can still get in on the $45 rate. Mm-hmm. You will not believe what you get for that. That's full lunch and a whole lot of material. So that's at Diamond Bar.
21st and 22nd.
On the 21st, the 22nd is Saturday, so one day is $45, 2 days is another bit of money. It's best, I pay $300 for this conference. I mean, if I were a teacher, you'll be so encouraged. And Jack Hibbs, Pastor Jack Hibbs out of Chino, which is Gail's pastor that you just heard from, he's our keynote speaker on Saturday, along with John Randall, Calvary Chapel, San Juan Baptist Randall. Matt's speaking Friday. Friday goes from noon to 6, Saturday goes all day. So it's a 2-day conference. And like I said, you'll meet people from all over the U.S. But boys and girls, we want God to wake them up. I'm also doing one on prayer out there. We have several ones being done on prayer, because that is the most important ministry there is behind ours. Children, I have to put prayer first in that, because ours won't go without prayer. Mm-hmm. But it's the most neglected. We talk a lot about prayer, but we don't do it. But I challenge the children with this. I said, boys and girls, how many of you know God bless America? You know what? He's having a hard time blessing America. We need God to have what? God wake America.
Yes.
So we put a second verse to this, and the way it's going to get woke is because of you.
Yeah.
Because you got to let it shine, and that's what this is all about. So sing it with me, and then we'll go.
God wake America, land that I love. Start with me, Lord, to be Lord. One whose life proves that God lives above everyone. Bring salvation to our nation, let each one will hear and heed. God save America, we humbly plead.
One more time, boys and girls.
God save America, we humbly plead.
And it's going to start with you. You have the whole kit. Yay, give a big
amen.
You'll have a hard time doing these workshops about this. There's so many good ones. This one is going to be coming out pretty soon through CEF, and I've got the words written out.
Oh, you mean to go?
If you come to the conference, I'll have it for you at that one. But you can, for this one, I just threw this in at the last minute, so unfortunately, I don't have the words all written out as I should have brought them with me. But you can get it visualized through, just talk to Christine.
Yeah.
She meant to have it ready for today, and she apologized all over the place. Okay, so Christina in the bookstore, just tell her, I want that Hot Wake America song. So she'll make sure to get it. All of you go and tell her you want it, and it'll be available later soon. She's got to get it printed up.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What's the website to register?
Getting to know you.
Thank you, sir.
How well we know our kids. Yeah, that's.
So you can tell me.
You want to?
Yeah.
Poor Larry, he's up to about $3,000 already right now.
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
It was so fun.
Thank you so much.
We have done that. We have done that review when we reviewed.
Okay, so we're gonna do, get this away.
One student said.
Oh, they ran out of beer.
Oh, no, they ran out of beer. That's funny.
Yeah, they say the funniest thing. Thank you.
I see it.
Is that a lie?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. It sounds like ice and rice and mice. So everyone says these highest.
We were sitting right above the.
That one's just me.
Oh, you know, we could judge.
I'm on my own. I'm on top of that.
The other one.
$3. Considering I was trained under.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I have.
Thank you.
I do, yeah, you're gonna, I'm gonna move, I'm getting to know you now, which is another whole wonderful thing I've learned from the, for the children.
So for the today's conference is $95.6?
No, no, $45 for one day. It's worth it. I pay $100, I pay $200.
I have a sister that she doesn't.
I gotta get rid of this.
Yeah, I know.
Did you want another one?
Thank you, darling.
Yes, you're welcome.
Sister.
We were reviewing the story.
Oh, were you?
Of the story.
Yeah, I used the same one. Oh, did you?
Oh, they ran out of beer.
Yeah. They ran out of beer, yeah. All right, here we go. Welcome to the next workshop, which I'm very just trying to get to the last one.
No, I'm selling this one.
So you can get them on the website?
That, yeah, you can get it on the website. Yeah, these are the ones that she's selling, the colored ones.
Okay, these are.
$3.
Why are you being here?
Yeah.
Everyone pick up this one now. If you're coming in for the knowing God, or getting to know you, or knowing your children, pick up a song sheet, because I'm gonna have you sing it this right away.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a bit. Pick up the getting to know you song.
Yeah, we're a little bit ahead of time.
You're right.
They have dismissed their.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, so you have time.
Okay. Good, I'm glad I'm a little ahead of time. I'm just behind time. That's my normal.